Ya se oye sonido.
Yeah. Alright, so we're holding over here. I'm in Beis, I'm in Aleph, in Sukkah, and I would say a companion piece in Maseches Brachos on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. One of the first things that we mentioned in connection to this Sukkah was when the Gemara says, Kriya Shema, Mayhi, Pasuk Rishon. Child who now is of speaking age, father has to teach him Kriya Shema. The Gemara says, what's Kriya Shema? Pasuk Rishon. So we said, listen, Manavshah, what kind of business is this that you teach a kid just when he could speak to do a mitzvah? What kind of shear is that? What kind of age is that for chinuch? And two, we generally understand that the mitzvah of chinuch is to be mechanic the child to do the mitzvah properly, the way he would if he were a gadol. Just in the same way you don't give a child a lemon and tell him that there's a mitzvah to take dal minim on sukkahs, why should you give a child just part of Shema? Why just the first pasuk? We said the first parsha, which perhaps is the minimum that a person has to do to be able to do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Midaraisa. Okay. So if you recall, the Gemara in Bracha says, Noshim v'avodim k'tanim p'turim from Kriya Shema. And Rashi over there says, that's talking about even a katan shehigil chinuch. The reason being, because a child's not always accessible to the father to have him train the child to say Shema at the appropriate time during Zman Kriya Shema. The implication certainly being that one's limited by the gedarim of the mitzvah, the way it should be done. Right, we asked a similar question by Talmud Torah. So the Pnei Yeshua, just to quickly review for those that weren't here, Pnei Yeshua said, in the context of the Shema, you're right, this was not a mitzvah of chinuch for Shema. Zach says he wants to Skype in. Okay, cool. So it wasn't a mitzvah of chinuch for Kriya Shema. He says, because for the reasons that we mentioned. A, you only have to teach him Pasuk Rishon. And two, what kind of shear is this for Gil of chinuch? What kind of age of chinuch is it just that a kid could speak? He could speak at a very young age. Why should he be shayach and mitzvahs at that point? So Pnei Yeshua said, no, we're talking here about some form of Talmud Torah. Since the child could speak, and now since the child could speak, it's the father's responsibility to begin teaching him ideas of Torah. As the Pasuk says, V'limadatam osam espenechem. Because of that mitzvah, V'limadatam, so that's why the father has to teach him the first Pasuk of the Shema, which stands for the proposition of Ol Malchus Shemayim, and this Pasuk of Torah Tzivah Moshe, which teaches the most fundamental principle of Torah. Right? So both Pasuk Rishon and the Torah Tzivah Moshe Pasuk, both of those Pasukim, the Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and Torah Tzivah Moshe, are both subsumed under the mitzvah of the Limanatam. Interesting idea. So he says that pasuk Torah Tzivah Moshe is kolo kolo tura kula on some level. So Dov wanted to know why that was the best pasuk. We discussed that, right, why at least for a child who's not necessarily being charged with learning Torah per se, but just the idea of Torah and there being an idea that God gave us the Torah and the Torah saying that we have to follow. So that seems to be the most basic pasuk that one could be told. Okay, so that answers the question as to, hey, Rashi said you potter from the Shema as a katan because the father's not really available to teach the child to say the Shema during the Zman of Kriya Shema. Why? Because according to this, there's no times. It's not a function of time. There is no limit of time. You could teach a kid all day, right? Yeah. Yes. No.
Why is he not available?
Is it with the mother?
No, I don't know. Kid's sleeping, kid's not around. Whatever it is.
If there would be a mitzvah chinuch, it would be like every time he has to bring him with him?
If there is a mitzvah chinuch?
Yeah.
So that's a good question. What's the mitzvah chinuch? So when we spoke about the idea of lahar gilo, remember that Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah lahar gilo, that sounds like something maybe intermittent. But chinuch sounds like when the mitzvah comes around, you'd have to tell the kid, listen, it's time to do this. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you have to force the child or insist the child do it, but it's a good question. I mean, as parents, I guess we grapple with that also. What do? You have to wake your kid up every day for Shema and tell him, hey, because my Kriya Shema, you have to get up. Is that, and then maybe it is. I'm not saying not. I'm saying maybe you're right. Maybe you have to do that. Once the kid is old enough to do things, even though you know he's not going to listen every time, but at least you have to do your shtadlus and say, hey, it's time to do this, it's time to do that. You know, it's always a challenge. You don't want to push too hard either. But in terms of the halachic obligation, it could very well be, yeah, that's what you have to do. Okay, so that's, I would say, somewhat of old news. But he also wanted to bring a raya. He also wanted to bring a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Al of Hilchos Talmud Torah says that a katan who knows how to speak, father is chayev to teach him Torah, tziva alanu, and the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. So what do you see from that? The Rambam lumps them together. Where are these two things? You guys have a Rambam there? Anyone have a Rambam out there? You want to just grab that Rambam behind you? Mada? Is there a Mada? Yeah, right there. No,
over.
Two over. One more. Nice. You want to read? Zach, we're going to pick up with a new piece of Gemara in a second, or not new for everyone here, but a new point.
Doesn't Mada mean...
Can you hear me?
What is it?
For Umada?
So the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah...
Science comes from Latin
root. Yeah. So, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph. You right there? This guy.
It was a typo. I just wanted to correct it. So it was getting recorded. Oh, it wasn't. It is getting recorded.
What did you say that you're concerned about?
No, I said senescence. Senescence, but it's really sentient.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Let me just see where it is here.
I hope you're not mad at me.
It's the Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. Me'imasai Olev Chayev Lam the Torah. At what point is a father obligated to teach his child Torah? When does that begin? What would you say based on the Gemara? Mishiyaskal Adaber, says the Rambam. Once a child is able to speak, then, says the Rambam, Melamdo. What is he melamed him? Melamdo Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Upasuk Rishon Miparsha Shema. It's hard to argue with that, right? The Gemara, taken on its face, seems to say what? That there's two things going on here. There's the mitzvah of Shema, and there's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the father has to train the child in Shema, and the child has to be trained in Talmud Torah. You take this one.
Yeah, that doesn't have, like,
stuff. Oh, the stuff. Does not have the stuff. So, the Bnei Yeshua want to be Mechadesh, that you're right. In terms of Kriya Shema, it doesn't make sense to teach a kid to say the Shema only Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and not during the Zman Kriya Shema. Those would not conform to the halachos of Kriya Shema. So instead, what does he say? Oh, it's not really a din in Kriya Shema. It's a din in Talmud Torah. And he has a good raya from the Rambam. The Rambam clearly lumps these two together, and it's in the laws of Talmud Torah. So even though we thought this was perhaps a radical approach to the Gemara, it's a very good raya from the Rambam. Okay, anyone want to take a look at it? Again, that's Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav. hard to argue with that. Now, I came across something else very interesting. Let's take a quick look in the Biagra. Biagra in Simon Lamed Zion. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. In Lamed Zion, Gra writes like this. What was that? Fascinating Gra. This is a sif in Shulchan Aruch that we dealt with not long ago. Katan hayodeh lishmar tefillin b'tahara. Once a child knows how to care for his tefillin properly, shelo yeshein b'hen v'lo yafiach b'hen. And the Rama adds what we saw in the other Rashi. Shelo likanis ben lebesakisei. I remember we had the Rashi in Brachos and the Rashi in Sukkah. You have to be careful not to go into the bathroom, not to flatulate, not to fall asleep, all the things that one shouldn't do as a gadol. Once a child is able to do that, then what? Chayev oviv liknos lo tefillin l'chamcha. Now you remember that radical shita of the Baal Itar, which is cited seemingly by Halacha by the Rama. Yesh omrim dehai katan dafka shu ben yud gimel shana v'yomecha. This katan that we're talking about, it's not a katan that we speak of elsewhere. We're talking about a 13-year-old. A 13-year-old that who knows how to keep his tefillin, then the father has to get him tefillin. So we saw the Prima Gadam's Kasha, we saw the Chida, we discussed that all previously. It is a fascinating sheet over here. V'chein nago v'ein l'shanos. Now, the Gra says, V'yesh omrim, quotes the Gemara in Brachos, V'ayin Rashi, Vain Tosos Shadochaku Atzman Harbe Avalafiza Lokasha Vechain Masha Hikshu Mikriashma Desham Lechoncho Bitora. So the whole thing about Shema, why is it difficult? So it's not difficult because we're not talking about Shema. Vlolikros Beonasa. We're not talking about the Shema at its proper time. Say Shema for Shema's sake. We're talking about Shema for the sake of Torah. The Gam Ein Tzarich Rak Pasuk Rishon. It's pretty clear, right? So you have the Rambam, you have this Gra, and you have the Pnei Yeshua, all advocating for the fact that when the Gemara says over here that you mechanech the child who knows how to speak in Pasuk Rishon of Shema, it's not Pasuk Rishon of Shema for Shema's sake, it's for the sake of Talmud Torah. Why that idea? Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenu, Shema Chod. That's Ol Malchus Shemayim. Again, I would submit that it's not the simple pshat in the Gemara. Not the simple pshat in the Gemara. I mean, the Rambam is learning that way. It's clear. But to say that's the simple pshat, it's hard to say that. So let's take a look at this Rabbeinu Yonah. Yeah, you have a question, Zach? I'm sorry.
Yeah, is it possible to have both for the difficult Talmud Torah and the Bishma at the same time?
You mean outside of Chinuch in general?
At which page?
We'll start Rabbeinu Yonah on Yud Aleph and Beis in the Daf Yarif. Again, Maseches Brachos, Rabbeinu Yonah, Yud Aleph and Beis in the Daf Yarif. Masnisa Noshim Avonim Ketanim Petrumi Kriyashma Vekuli. Pirush Rashi Zal Dafilu Ketanim Shegiu Le Chinuch Peturim V'yeshem Akshon Alav Midam Minam Besukah Katnei Adela Daber Aviv Melamdo Torah Hayodeya Likro Aviv Melamdo Pasuk Rishon Shal Kriyashma. What does our Gemara have? What's Lashon the Gemara?
Hayodeya Daber Kijimah.
You want to read it? There's another subtle difference here.
Well, Korah is
good. Well, oh yeah.
No, I'm saying both are
what does our Gemara say? Gemara in Sukkah says,
Hidel
Daber,
Aviv Lamdo Torah, the Kriyashma.
Aviv Lamdo
Torah
and Kriyashma.
Right.
Lumped together.
Right.
It's lumped together. Daber, Torah, and Kriyashma. So who is that? That reading, that seems to support the Rambam, right? What's that?
Yeah, I guess so.
Seems to support the reading of the Rambam, because the Rambam makes it a function of Dibor and puts them both in Talmud Torah. What's Rabbeinu Yonah saying? What's Rabbeinu Yonah's lashon? Like, you can't see? Why can't you be happy about it? Why are you like? What's the matter? Come on.
Very happy,
huh?
Very
I know you didn't like the Pnei when we started, but
right.
No, seriously though. No. What do you? If you look at the Rabbeinu Yonah, what does he seem to be saying?
Two separate times.
Katana Yodea Lidaber. That would appear to be one
time.
One time or one capability. One right. One function. He knows how to speak. He's able to speak. Yodea Lidaber. What sets in then? Oh, that's the chiyuv of what? Melamdo Torah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hayodeya likro, when he's able to be kore, something different, something else, then what?
Av
melamdo pasuk rishon shel kriyat shema. So this little scene that sounds like a little different. Right? Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be learning differently than the Rambam. The Rambam's lumping them together and saying it's Talmud Torah, and it's one shiur. When he could speak, you teach him the first pasuk, like the Pnei Yeshua said. Once he could speak, you teach him the first pasuk of Shema, and you teach him Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe. Masha Enkein, Rabbeinu Yonah saying, when he could speak, then you teach him Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe. When he could read, you teach him Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Two different shiurim, two different mitzvos, not like the Rambam. Again, the problem is going to be all those kashas of the Pnei Yeshua. If the Rabbeinu Yonah is really saying that this is Shema, how does this make sense to say that the Katan should be taught Shema in this way?
Is he paraphrasing, or that's his Gersa?
Is he paraphrasing?
That's his Gersa.
That's the way he's learning it. I mean, it's not
learning it that way, or that was his Gersa?
I mean, did he have a different Gersa in the Gemara?
It's not like he's quoting. I mean,
I don't know.
I mean,
that's not the way we have it. You want to say it's just a different girsa. Either way, even if it's a different girsa, I would say that girsa stands for a different proposition.
Yeah,
then,
it definitely does.
Right? I'm sorry, Zach, you wanted to ask something or say something?
No, I was just stretching.
Just waving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that? I think it's freezing. I can't. It's really the camera, the picture.
What?
I mean, he looks very happy, but I don't think he's consistently smiling like that. So if you look at the run on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and the Dapi Arif and Sukkah, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Dapi Arif and Sukkah. So here, it's the run instead of Rabbeinu Yonah, right? In Brachos, you have something of an anomaly. You have Rabbeinu Yonah. In most cases, it's the run. In some cases, in the Mukayose. Okay, so the way he brings it down over here, Noshim Avadim Ketanim Patur Min HaSukkah, Katan Shein HaTzarech Le'imel Chayim B'Sukkah. Yes? Now look at the Ran. Noshim Avadim Uketanim Patur Min HaSukkah. Cotton sheino tzarich li'imo chay b'sukkah. Piresh va'anu chayavin lahoshivo b'sukkah. What does it mean, the cotton's chayav in the sukkah? It means we as adults have to see to it that he sits in the sukkah. Meaning the mitzvah of chinuch is not a mitzvah on the child per se. It's a mitzvah on the adults to train the child in the mitzvah. Like Rashi said. U'maisa sheyolda koloso. One second, let's skip a little bit. One second, please. See what it says Gemara over there? It's a few lines down. Hechi dami katan sheino tzarech le'imo. See that in the Ran? Zach, you with me? You see the Ran? You have You have the Ron?
Yeah.
So if you look at that Ron, it's a few lines later. So what does he say? Midrabanan. Midrabanan who? This whole idea of obligating a child or obligating a parent to train a child to do mitzvos, even while the child is a katan, that's only rabbinic. Right? Or solely rabbinic. There's no Torah obligation for a katan to be introduced into the world of mitzvos. Because now we call such a person, such a child, we call him Higil L'chinuch. And in Higil L'chinuch, there's a rabbinic mandate to train the child in that particular mitzvah. When is it Le'inyan Sukkah? Oh, it's Karinan Bey Higil L'chinuch. When what? When he no longer needs to be with his mother. But we don't use the tzarech le'imo yardstick for every mitzvah. We don't say, oh, when the katan doesn't need his mother anymore, now he's chayev in what? I don't know, in matzah. Or he's chayev in tefillin. He's chayev in Talmud Torah. He's chayev in Shema. No. Ella what? Ein achinach shava b'chol makom. It's not universal. We don't have one yardstick with which we measure a child's Higil Chinuch. Ella kol chad v'chad lefnei inyono. Each mitzvah according to its specific dictates. Is the child ready to do this mitzvah? Yes or no? D'hacha talinan be'ein tzarech l'imo. In this particular case, can the kid go out to the sukkah, or does he have to go out to the sukkah? Well, it depends. Does he need to be with his mother? He needs to be with his mother. Not sure I have to send him out to the sukkah. Doesn't make sense. How are you send a kid out to the sukkah if he needs to be with his mother? The mother's potter. But by other mitzvahs, by the Ola Regel, Elila Regel, so it's Talion Yochalalos, Gabi Lulav, Yodela Nanea, Gabi Tzitzis, Yodela Satev, Vigabi Torah, Biodea Lidaber. Doesn't mention what here? Doesn't mention Kriyashma. Doesn't mention Kriya Shema.
Doesn't mention anything there.
So what would you say about this? What's that?
You say anything about the other one?
There's no Ran over that. It's Rabbeinu Yonah.
No, I'm saying later in the Lulav Hagadah. This is Chafta, right? Is anything by
Mem Beis? Oh, you mean by Mem Beis?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. That's a good question.
So if
one second, let's see it. Let's hold on. No, I was trying to bring a raya from here that the Ran is learning like the Rambam.
He's
not parsing out Shema separately, right? The Gemara lumps them together. The Rambam says it's a din in Kriya Shema. It's a din in Talmud Torah. You want to say something funny?
What is Shema? That's right, Mashma.
It was
an attempt at a
trilogy.
It was an attempt. Right. It was the first one.
Right. Yeah, where is that later one? Yud Gimel?
Yeah,
Chaf. Huh? Chaf. Chaf and the Dap Erev?
Yeah. The old versions?
What do you mean? You have something.
But it says where it is in the old
versions.
Yeah.
They help out the old guys. Chaf Amin Aleph or Chaf Amin Beis?
Somewhere between. It says both.
It spans. It means it spans the both.
Right.
Okay. All right, so one second. Let's see. 900% true, yeah. Where do you see it?
Won't really help me? In the Ron or in the Rif?
No, won't help. Here, it's the Mishnah. It's Chaf Amin Beis. Katan Sheyodela Nei Chayav
B'Lulav. Yeah, it's all
there. Right? Hayodela Daber Ovim Lamdo Torah V'Kriya Shema. So that's the Lashon Gemara. So what does the Ron say over here? Katan Sheyeshbo Das L'Naneya Chayav B'Lulav. Yodei L'shmor Tefillin B'Nikiyus Yodei L'shmor Yodo. No. It's funny. Doesn't have any of those cases here. He has Yodei L'shmor, Yodei L'shmor, Yodei L'shmor, Yeshbo Das. He skips over that over here. Stomach relying on what he said over there. Huh? Mm-hmm. So that's what it seems. It seems from the fact that the Ran is just mentioning the Shema, I'm sorry, just mentioning the Torah and not mentioning Shema at all, like to suggest that maybe the Ran's learning like the Rambam and like the Pnei Yeshua and the Gra. That this is not two things, it's one thing, and it's only Talmud Torah. And even the Talmud Torah, it seems like it's not the typical mitzvah of Talmud Torah per se. Right? It's not the mitzvah of teaching Torah that you have traditionally. It seems like it's some other idea. Because he says, now that the kid can speak, like Hashi wanted to say, well, the kids are going to speak, so you have to teach them to speak like a Ben Torah. It seems like it's some idea like that. Huh?
Those are
right. That's the right way to speak. Exactly. What else are you going to tell them? And we saw the Shulchan Aruch HaRav had a different approach over here. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav seems to learn that this is a din of real Talmud Torah. You're really teaching him Talmud Torah midoraisa. That's a real mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Even though the cotton's not chayiv in other mitzvahs.
How does he
learn
that?
It's the, you want to grab it down?
What is it?
Joel, if you want to grab it? It's
what's
those red volumes up there.
Oh, Shulchan Aruch HaRav.
Sorry.
Which one?
It's Talmud Torah Aleph, so it's probably in the... Try Yoredei. It has one volume in Yoredei, I forget. Afal pi sheha katan potter mikol ha-mitzvos. This is Talmud Torah Aleph on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Shakotan potter mikol mitzvos, even though Kotan himself is potter from all mitzvos. Vegam oviv, eino chayv l'chancha b'mitzvos min haTorah. As far as the Torah is concerned, it's not the father's obligation to train the child to do mitzvos. El midivrei Zovrim, the rabbinic obligation exists to train the child to do mitzvos. That's in general. Aval Talmud Torah, mitzvos asei min haTorah ala av l'lamed es b'no. He maintains that the chiv of teaching a child, even as a child, teaching him Torah, it's a chiv d'oraisa. Al oviv lamed es b'no ha-katan Torah, af al pisha ha-katan inu chayim. Shenermar, v'limadetem osam es b'neichem l'daber b'om. U'me'im asai oviv chayiv l'lamdo, mishe yasvil l'daber, m'lamdo Torah tziva lonu Moshe.
That is Shabbat HaSorah.
Yeah. Where are you reading?
The Gra.
Yeah.
The tour.
The grow where?
On the tour. The same thing, right?
That's different. Yeah, so let me hear. Yeah, sure.
Okay. It took us to Malamdin.
Yeah.
Me'imasai maschil lalame livno, mishiyaschil daber. Maschil lalame lalamdo torti valan moshe. The pasuk rishon, miparsha shema.
Sounds like he also, the mechaber is lumping the two together.
Yeah.
This is Hilchos Talmud Torah.
And the Gemara says, "Me'emisai, so perek gimel desuka v'sifri l'daber b'am mikan amru kishatino maskel daber avi medaber imo." I don't know lamed hekuf.
Medaber imo, see, of medaber imo.
I know lamed hekuf is medaber imo lamed hekuf.
Lashon Hakodesh.
Lashon Hakodesh. Malam de Torah. Shneimar v'lematem osam es b'necha.
So he speaks to him Lashon Hakodesh, and what does he do?
Malam de Torah.
Lam the Torah.
Lamaratim
also smaneicha. Yeah, and it's a good question whether that's does it mean that's the raisa? So if you look at the rest of the Baal Tanya over here, pasuk rishon miparsha Shema Yisrael, v'achakach melamdo maat psukim, you teach him a little bit at a time, baal peh. Achiehe ben chamesh shanim, until he's five. So from the time that he could speak until he's five, you teach him some psukim by heart. You just throw him some psukim. Shema Yisrael Shalom Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Torah Tziva L'Moshe, and then some psukim. When he's five, now you have a chiyuv. Now you have a different chiyuv. What's the chiyuv at five? That's Ben Halo Mikra, right? Dainu b'shana chamesh shaz melamda likros Torah shebichsav ma'at ma'at. I would say until he's six. Or seven. And he says, when do you teach him the Aleph Beis? Oh, that's when he's somewhere in the middle and he's four. When he's six or seven, then you teach him everything. funny. Until he could read Torah and Nevi'im Ksuvim. Until he's 10.
Torah and Nevi'im Ksuvim until he's 10. Yeah. That's some pretty complicated writing, though.
Of course.
Like, those are big vocabulary words.
Yeah. And then what happens when you're 10?
What are the chances the kid's actually going to understand stuff like that?
Doesn't necessarily have to be a question of understanding. I mean, that's a whole separate question.
So is it talking about reading, or is it talking about understanding? Even understanding a simple shot of the sentence.
Is knowing it. Ad she yikra Torah b'shevachsav kula im nevim ksuvim kulam pamim rabos ad she yav ben eser shanin. Ubiyimeim shayu misapim harov b'loshan ha-kodesh v'gam ha-tinok mishis kolo daber haya ovim misapim b'loshan ha-kodesh ha-ken lo hiu tzrichin lamin ha-tinok as pir shamilos rak ha-kriya b'nekudos. Just how to read it. Just how to read it. You go have, it's clearly of the opinion that this lima that's being done here, even at such a tender age, is really the chiyuv d'oraisa of Talmud Torah, which is, I would say, is a bit of a chiddush. Certainly a bit of a chiddush. In other words, Torah Tzival and Moshe, according to him, is a kiyum, based on the sifrei that you mentioned before, is a kiyum in the mitzvah d'oraisa of teaching Torah. From the Ran, it's not mashma that way. From the Ran, it's dafka mashma the other way. Right? What did the Ran say? Another run. Kol katan shegil chinuch chayim derabanan veina chinuch shav chamakom. Then he goes on lulav tzitzis, and what does he end off with? V'gam b'torah yodei l'daber. There's a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Oh, it's clearly derabanan, because he's talking about the mitzvah derabanan of chinuch, right? Okay. All right. Should we start the next point? Well, maybe we'll just introduce the next point. Is that okay? It's a good idea? Awesome. What did the Gemara say about it's not as nogeya, you know, it's more, I'll be honest, for me, this idea of Ochan al Gufo Taharos, the cotton that knows how to be Shomer as Guf, so you could trust him when he says that he kept those things which needed to be eaten but Tahara can still be eaten with Tahara. So look at Rashi. The Ochan al Gufo Taharos, back in Sukkah, Membe Zaman Aleph. Ochan al gufo taharos? Anyone?
Eating even though the body is tahor.
I'm familiar with the reference.
I think you said it.
Could be. You got it?
Yeah.
I feel bad Zach's missing out on this. I can't really. Okay, in the meantime, while we wait for that information. The Gemara back in Sukkah on Membe Zaman Aleph. So Rashi has the following Lashon. It's Rashi three lines down after the Gemara. Ochan al gufo taharos. Im noga gufo b'taharos. If his body touches taharos. Ein choshishin lam. Aval lo al yodov. Im noga b'yodov b'taharos. Why? In that case, choshesh lahem sheyesh yodei lishmar gufo ve'en yodei lishmar yadav mitoras stam yadayim shagazu aleim lios shnios elinkin yodei lishomrom avadei lishmar es yadav mi shenotlam eno nageya b'shumdavar safek o b'safek hamatami es yadayim v'im lo nizhar u'baliga b'taharos notal yadav. So we're talking about two different levels of Shmira. There's the one who knows how to be Shomer his guf, and there's the one who knows how to be Shomer his Yadayim. Right? So what's the nafkamina between Shmiras Yadayim and Shmiras HaGuf? Sounds kind of funny, no? What are Yadayim?
Yes.
Aren't they part of your guf? What do you say? Oh well.
No, I mean.
Saying if
the way you come from is through your hands.
Yeah, but say if a guy knows how to be shomer as guf.
Yeah.
Does it make sense to distinguish between shomer as guf and shomer as dayim?
Isn't it only because there's different kana by a dayim? What's stam yadayim? Shagazur alam lios shnios. What's that?
Stam yadayim means that hands we generally assume have a certain status. As hands that touch things, we assume have a certain status with Gabi Tumah.
Unless you are right there when you...
unless you know definitively that they're not Stam Yadayim.
Yeah.
Okay, there is a good idea. I mean, we do find that elsewhere, by the way, in Halacha. Where do you find that? There's a term for that, actually.
Oh, what do you call it? Mm-hmm.
A Hesachadas?
Oh, no.
I know what you said. I was trying to help you out. What do you mean by Mesasek?
No, I don't. You just do things without.
Oh, okay. That's a different idea. That is a different idea. Mesasek is not so much a function of your hand, though. That's more a mental thing. Right, I know what you meant. Mesasek, a person just walks in the room and habitually turns on the light. That's not because he's not in control of his hand. That's just because his mind is... It's Pavlovian. You know, you walk in, you turn the light on. Mm-hmm. See a light switch, you turn it on.
Yep.
Or you start to salivate, or whichever one it is.
Well, that guy clearly lives in delay.
In delay.
Delight.
The, the halach is that when you wake up in the morning after having gone to sleep, you have to wash your hands. Right, so why do you have to wash hands? So there's different ideas. I wasn't sure if that's what you meant? No. So the different reasons that are given for why you have to wash. One school of thought says because it's like a Bria Chadasha. And the other school of thought is, no, Yadayim Askanias Hain. Yadayim Askanias means your hands basically wander. You know, they touch places where you're going to have to...
That's when you're sleeping.
Okay, but I think it's there's some truth to it even when you're awake. Like Zach is saying, you could be showing your guff, but your hands are sort of, you know, they're doing their thing.
Wait, what's that you were saying earlier?
Exactly. They're doing their thing. So we will see that some of the Rishonim actually make such a chiluk between the Shmiras HaGuf and the Shmiras HaYadayim. Because, again, if you think about it, if a person's Shomer is Guf, it sounds like that's a higher level of Shmira. Again, it could just be Shomer is Yadayim, that's one thing. Now you tell me, Shomer is Guf. Ooh, Shomer is Guf. Shomer everything. Sort of counterintuitive. You tell me I'm showing my goof, it sounds like it should be inclusive of my hands and everything else. You tell me, oh no, Shmiras HaYadayim, that's a different level. Okay. So maybe we'll stop here, and we'll ask you to do tomorrow, if you want to prepare for this year, is to take a look at both the Ritva and the Meiri on this piece, on this point in particular, both of whom address this issue. Right? The Meiri and the Ritva over here address this issue, and they make chilukim between the Shmira that's necessary for Yadayim and the Shmira that's necessary for the Guf, and they get into this issue of Hesach Hadas, which seems to be the problem. That seems to be the thing that creates the problem for the potential Tuma issues over here. Okay? Zach, what's the story? You coming in at all?